Join UnitedWeStrike.com Radio on the second Saturday of every month for our live international radio marathon. Don't buy, don't comply, ask why.
Hello, Deborah. Good evening. How are you?
Well, thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. I'm fine. I'm here in Northern California, an hour north of the Golden Gate Bridge, and we're under very, very heavily chemtrailed skies. We have been now for weeks. The jets are flying nonstop day and night, and we're just being smothered in toxic dumps, and we're seeing the geoengineering effects here in California with the engineered drought. And we're suffering across the country, across the globe, with the weaponized weather warfare that we're all confronting. Of course, this is another big secret that we're not supposed to know about, but I know most of the listeners that are hearing me right now understand this is part of our reality. To that, I want to refer everyone to our website. It is stop. I'm getting some feedback, so I'm hoping that that's not being recorded, but nonetheless, I'm hearing myself talk back.
Yeah, you're okay to send. You're fine to send.
Okay, great. Our website is stopthecrime.net. That's stopthecrime, C-R-I-M-E.net. And you'll hear me going over a number of documents. Everything that I will be talking about is document-based. And everything also is a free download from stopthecrime.net. For those that are not able to download what I'm discussing, you can contact this print shop that will, for the cost of printing and shipping, send you off documents that you request. You can get a hold of the print shop by phoning area code 707-586-9558. Again, 707-586-9558. And that is Pacific Coast Time in California. I also want to share appreciation. There have been many, many people requesting documents that cannot download them for free. So it's terrific to know that people are doing their homework and realizing more of their reality, but more importantly, understanding what they can do about it. It's one thing to know that we are in a technological death trap. Essentially, we are in a scientific tyranny, and we face unwielding technologies that are being displayed every day. We're learning more about what we've been denied, and that's what we're going to be talking about quite a bit on this conference today. The breach of education that we all suffered through. And I've said this a number of times, and I need to repeat it because people really need to understand that we are all under a global corporate structure. And what happened here, of course, in the United States, which none of us were taught in school, was the fabricated theft and bankruptcy of the United States in 1933. The United States gold and silver was stolen. At that same time during the Great Depression, we were expatriated and we were then collateralized against this fraudulent debt. They collateralized all our property, all of our sweat equity, our children, and even our souls. And you can look at the documents on the home page of stopthecrime.net under USA Inc. And I would refer everybody specifically to a tremendous book that was written by a retired Judge Dale. And again, it's a download, but you can also order it from the website in a book format. It's entitled The Great American Adventure, Secrets of America. And it will explain basically what happened in the United States, but it's an overlay for other countries as well. We have been conscripted into a private corporate structure. And also another very, very important download is entitled Who is Running America? The Bankruptcy of America, the Corporate United States, and the New World Order. Now we're going to talk about that. Some of these quotes that I'm going to tell you now actually come out of this material. And this you'll find to all be true, because I'm going to tie it together with what we have been discovering as we journey into our reality as far as the corporate structure is going, and how all of these things, the deployment, their words, deployment of the smart meters, and it seems no matter how hard people fight against these smart meters, they come rolling over us anyway. And even though many cities now and other countries are waging war against it, people are being charged opt-out fees, which, of course, is extortion to prevent a biohazard that transmits microwave radiation frequencies through your homes. It just seems that we can't stop it. And, in fact, on the homepage of StopTheCrime.net, if you scroll down a little ways, on the right, you're going to see an art illustration of a meter being deployed on a floor plan, a set of plans. And next to that, you're going to see the industry's combat mission against all people that are opposing smart meters. It is a document that was found on the Vanderbilt website, Vanderbilt School in the sociology department, how to manipulate the global deployment of smart meters. Again, we're in a massive manipulation program that was set up by the RAND Corporation. It's known as the Delphi Technique. The RAND Corporation, now, this is a meeting strategy to further the goals of all the corporations that have set up on us. We are in an extremely, extremely dangerous environment, a predatory environment. We are in the crosshairs of science and of technologies and of assaults upon the entire global family. And it's important to understand how we can refuse to operate within this corporate structure. And I'm going to discuss that here in a bit. But what we now know, of course, is that here in the United States, the federal and state governments are not real. They are privately owned corporations called governments. And we know, too, now that the judges are privately employed administrators called judges, and the law is nothing more than their corporate regulations called statutes. We also now know that all laws created by this government corporations are private corporate regulations called public law or statutes, codes and ordinances to conceal their true nature. Now, what does this mean and how is this impacting all of us? Well, in the corporate charters, you will not see the word human. Corporations are here in the United States listed on Dun and Bradstreet, as any corporation would be, for a private corporation doing business for profit. We have also looked up our local cities. They're all incorporated. Every aspect of our state governments, our school boards, our health departments, the Center for Disease Control, Air Quality Management, the U.S. Forestry, all of it, they are separate individual corporations, NASA, the whole gamut. They are all working for profit, and they are all working for goals that do not serve humans, do not serve or are they safe for humans. And so it's very important to do your own homework on this. You can hear this discussion supported by documentation, but I cannot underscore the importance, while we still have the Internet, for you to get these documents and start reading and start having community meetings, because the escalation of chaos in all of our communities is going to increase as this horrific arm of tyranny continues to fall upon all of us. We see this happening in the wars. We see a ramping up of massive people outraged against what is happening with their diabolical governments. This is all a plan. We've been told this in these documents. The Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars is one of the very, very important documents above and beyond all the information about what happened in 1933. What is also most important is, again, on stopthecrime.net on the home page. You'll read a Senate report, 93549, that identifies all of us, all the people, as enemies of the government. It should be very clear when war has been declared, as it has been in the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document. They say whenever a few with the money and the mythology and the way in which to control global economies, it must be considered a war on the global population. And the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document, only 44 pages, was adopted at the very first Bilderberg meeting in 1954 in the Netherlands. And it is a technical manual that was put together by many, but including also the U.S. Air Force, Harvard University, the International Bankers, Rockefeller, and Rothschild. And the importance of this document, I cannot underscore. This is the thinking of these corporations and their plan to assault all of us with massive manipulation and enslavement strategies. They have already subverted history. How do we know they've subverted history? Well, we haven't been taught much of what our real history is in school. And again, we know that the Common Core curriculum that is intended to be an indoctrination education program globally is sweeping through the United States. It is reducing the requirements for math and science. In fact, it's teaching now in the science classes that global warming is a reality. And so our little children are being taught right now that their carbon footprint or their greenhouse gas emissions is going to have irreparable consequences to the future of the planet. And many, many children are having a difficult time emotionally handling that false reality that's being created under and built upon false science. So all parents that are listening, I urge you to go to stopthecrime.net, go to the Climate Action Plan link, inform and educate your children, because they're telling us in these plans that fossil fuels are from dead dinosaurs. They are not. This is another subversion of most of our education, because I can tell you when I was in elementary school, they took us to a tar pits in Southern California called the La Brea Tar Pits, and they were telling us how this is petroleum. Well, that's a lie. That's all misinformation. So, again, you can learn these things, and you must, in order to be able to sort through the lies, the disinformation, and more importantly, all of the stated goals and then the real goals, because we're being taken down as a society. And we don't have to. We can stand up for gaining knowledge. Knowledge is power. And, of course, by sharing knowledge, we create more strength amongst ourselves, and we're not so easily duped. We have been literally consenting from lack of knowledge and also the fact that we are being heavily poisoned. We know that there has been planned chemical sedation of mass populations, not only with radio microfrequencies, but toxins in our air, water, and food supply, all of this to accomplish mass mind control. They are in the process. The they are all of the international bankers and the controllers. There are many names for the they, but we'll call them the international bankers and corporate structures. They're looking for mass mind control, and I would urge everybody to pay close attention to the document we have on stopthecrime.net entitled the Aquarius Group Operation Briefing. This was given to our website by a whistleblower, and it talks about the intention of the Aquarius Group, which is a secret society, and their goal was to create mass mind control, global mass mind control. And on page one, they do talk about electromagnetic radio waves and microwave pulsed mind warfare. And they tell us that this has great advantages in that the desired subject or individual person or an entire population has no knowledge of the procedure being implemented on them. And they go on to tell us how they have poisoned the food supply, how they are amping up frequencies globally. We're being saturated. We know that that's the plan. It's important to understand that the FCC that sets standards for microwaves is not, it's a corporation. It has the requirement for their increased fiscal bottom line. They are not a public health organization. They have their profit bottom line that they're concerned with. They have been falsely put into a position that we've allowed. We're allowing these corporations to dictate corporate statutes that we obediently follow and believe are laws for us, and they are not. They are not. We're working in a parallel universe with our reality and how we want to live as human beings. So it's important to read these documents to understand what your reality is. We're all on a battlefield. We are the enemy. It's been told us that in the documents. We have been identified as the enemy of the government. War has been declared against us. You can look at the NASA war document that we've had on our website for quite some time. They admit it's a PowerPoint that was presented back in 2001 by the chief NASA scientist of NASA, the Langley Research Laboratory. And they tell us, they admit on page 50, the effects of low-power microwaves. And they do tell us that it will cause behavioral changes, cause seizures, gross alteration in brain function, increases in brain blood flow, and it will cause death. They tell us that. So we're not really needing any more scientists to weigh in on the effects and frequencies and how our cells are shutting down because of the frequencies. We're hearing now across the globe the effects of those people that are suffering the effects of the targeting with frequencies, not necessarily that they are specifically targeted individuals, as many of you have heard about, but the entire globe now is in the process of being targeted with massive amounts of frequencies. And we're going to see an expansion of that. When we found on the WhiteHouse.gov website a 14 or a 12-page document, we actually presented that and had a discussion with Barry Trower, the scientist out of the UK. And I would urge everyone that's listening to go and listen to that interview. It's posted on the homepage of StopTheCrime.net. Understand that we are in a massive psychotronic weaponized warfare. Frequencies are being engaged from 15 to 40 countries globally. We're all being assaulted with microwave frequencies. And there are preventative steps that we can all take to minimize the assaults upon us. But I'm going to just read right now, because there are people that are suffering greatly right now, just as those that are being intentionally targeted by corporate government agencies and individuals and being assaulted by weapons, organized gang stalking, and remote electronic assaults on specific individuals, hundreds of thousands of globally. But we also have an assault on people with the smart meters, the cell phone towers, the Wi-Fi, and all of the wireless communication devices. And this is what some of these people have been saying. For example, they talk about a young boy, 11 years old, named Jordan. He manifested his intolerance to these frequencies after he got orthodontic braces in his teeth. And they found out that this is increasingly common scenario for many children that find that they are becoming intolerant to frequencies and Wi-Fi now in schools, because the metal dental braces literally become an antenna, drawing the ambient radiation into the child's head. So they were saying after they removed these braces, he was less susceptible to all the headaches that were associated with his assault on his body with these frequencies, and he was not nauseated any longer. And then he became free of many of the toxic effects from the Wi-Fi in his classroom. Not that we should tolerate Wi-Fi in our classrooms for our children. Again, in the interview that I did with Barry Trower, Wi-Fi is a weaponized frequency used for military warfare. And it is now being used. We are the enemy. Our children are under massive assault. And they are being encouraged now with this new Common Core curriculum to use Wi-Fi in all of our schools. And this is now being accepted as the latest and greatest technology for our children. This is absolutely the assault on humanity and our children. I also, someone else expressed a story that they were staying with somebody for the weekend. They were feeling good that day. While they were in the bathroom, all of a sudden there was a terrible dizzy feeling that came over their brain. And they literally fell down to the floor. Could not get up off the floor for a couple of hours because they felt like they had nerve connections in the brain, that they had been pulled apart. And their friend, who was standing outside the bathroom door, told the person on the floor that they had just turned on and then off a brand new, very large microwave oven that was only 8 feet away from the bathroom. And I can tell you that we have tested our hands-free remote phone only 8 feet also that was in a garage. And literally, it tests just as a smart meter does or a cell phone. Now, when I mean hands-free remote telephone, I mean the phone that is not corded. So they also talk about some of these personal accountings of how people are feeling, and this is important for you to hear and understand because this is real. This is happening all over the globe. People, of course, are expressing constant ringing in their ears when they're away from the higher intense frequencies, such as the smart meters, etc., near their homes. The ringing in the ears subsides somewhat and or can get louder if they're getting in an area that has large cell phone towers, etc. But they talked about how they were also having cardiac reactions, such as AFib, and that they no longer have these in their home. Many people are finding that they're becoming housebound because they're not able to go out into this electromagnetic world that is being literally, stealthily, through a silent weapons system, built around all of us through all of the wireless communication devices. There's another little glimpse into someone's lives. Thousands of people like this person around the world are forced to live their lives as they are subject and exposed by frequencies, and they're blanketed, and the planet is blanketed. And they talk about how they suffer, they're stigmatized, and they're now demeaned. If they're talking about how they're feeling, just as targeted individuals are now singled out, they're talking to, about these people being mentally ill, et cetera. And that's the same thing now that is occurring with other people that are finding that they can no longer tolerate the increased frequencies that are now occurring in all of the communities. And I'm going to just tell you a story because I saw this on YouTube a while ago. It is out of Spain, and this young woman, the daughter's name is Angel, and she said, "I'm from Spain. My mother killed herself 5 months ago. She was sensitive to all of the high increased frequencies. She had no escape from the air. This is going to be the biggest disaster in this crazy world. You can see our tragedy on videos below." So I encourage everyone, you can just type in, woman commits suicide in Spain over electromagnetics. And she talked about after 18 months of agony, her mother had to change residences 9 times. She was having to sleep in the basement. Her mother couldn't live anymore in the a horrible situation. She was literally tortured. She couldn't walk. You can see the videos of the mother's demise before she ended up realizing she just couldn't take it any longer. The dentist even removed 5 implants. Now we're talking about dental implants that were put in to replace teeth that had been extracted. And the mother found that the signals with all of the frequencies were amplified in the metal, and they were provoking her huge pain in her throat and in her ears. These are cries for help across the globe. We are literally being cooked alive as a human population. And that's why our YouTube and our conference with Barry Trower is entitled The Cooking of Humanity. And you can just type that in YouTube if you'd like and listen to that interview. More importantly now, it's important to understand how we can defend against this. And we do have solutions. We have a solutions page. And I know there are many links to other websites on how people can do what they can do to reduce the exposure to these frequencies. And we're going to need to do that. But I also want to bring in a reality that needs to be investigated by everyone that is listening. You need to pass this on to everyone you know. In the United States and globally, there are these plans. They're referred to as climate action plans in some states. Essentially, they're sustainability plans. Well, what does that mean? Based upon the false science of global warming, the climate action plans are lawless corporate statutes, and they're based upon, again, the fraudulent science, creating target dates for cities, all of our cities, to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions or every individual's CO2 or carbon footprint in order to prevent climate change. Now, there are well over 31,000 American scientists. It includes scientists in other countries as well, including many Russian scientists who have stated that we could reduce our greenhouse gas emissions 100% and that that would have absolutely no effect on the climate, zero effect on the climate. In fact, we need CO2. It is necessary for all life on the planet. If we eliminate the CO2 and reduce it as these horrible plans are suggesting, all life will perish on the planet as we know it. So what are these plans, again, that are based upon fraudulent science, based upon our lack of education and understanding what CO2 is? Again, I urge you all to go to stopthecrime.net, go to the flashing link that you'll see on the home page that says Climate Action Plans, and take a look at what you're going to hear me telling you right now. These plans are saying that they must be enacted in all of our communities as soon as possible. If we do not enact these plans, all of us are going to suffer increased weather events, increased storms, droughts, increases of wildfires, changes in weather patterns, high food prices, food scarcity. And they even say that the sea level will rise and there will be storm surges or tidal waves if we do not enact these plans. Well, these plans are corporations that have come together to take over and control all energy and us on the planet. And they go on because we know, all of us know, that they have been manipulating the weather. They control the climate. It's called geoengineering, and it's been the deliberate large-scale manipulation of the Earth's climate. So knowing that the climate is controlled, it is obviously crazy that they would say we have to enact the reduction of CO2 in order to control and change and prevent the climate from causing all of these storm events. Well, we know that this is all a lie. And they tell us if we don't implement these plans, the effects on human health will be as follows, and I'm going to list some of these things that are in these plans. In fact, right now, I'm referring specifically to the Climate Action Plan out of the county, the incorporated county of San Diego. And it's their climate action plan that they adopted in June of 2012. They tell us that what will happen to all of us if we don't adopt these plans is that there will be heat-related illnesses and death. There will be worsening of chronic health conditions, increased respiratory illnesses, increased seasonal allergies, injury and death, water-borne illnesses, food-borne illnesses, displacement as these storms wreak havoc on our communities and literally wipe out communities. We're seeing that in the United States now. The drought is set to collapse many areas in the Central Valley of California because they're restricting water on the farms and ranches. There goes much of our local food supply, and also it's a land grab. These climate action plans are a land grab, and I'll explain that in a moment. But again, implications to our health, they say, is increased hunger and decreased nutrition. They talk repeatedly throughout this plan how there will be stress-related disorders and mental health impacts. And, again, poisoning of seafood and shellfish. So these plans are based on false science, creating massive fear, which is how much of the control is orchestrated by creating fear based on unreal events. For those of you that have looked at the report from Iron Mountain, that was a report that came out in the 1960s, soon after John F. Kennedy was assassinated. Again, his quote only 10 days before he was assassinated, in part, was warning us about a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy and how it was going to conscript vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. We were warned, we've been warned, we have the documents. The report from Iron Mountain can be viewed as a YouTube documentary, and you can also download the report itself from StopTheCrime.net. The YouTube documentary is not the report itself. It illustrates how the report is to work, and it's an excellent movie to watch. I would encourage that everybody watch the documentary, The Report from Iron Mountain, to understand how they invented global warming and how the corporations have worked together to pollute the planet, to then blame the consequences of that pollution on all of us, thereby starting to implement the plans that we are now seeing in all of our communities. Now, for those of you that want to search this information on your own, I would recommend that you do that. You can type in your country or your state or your city and type in sustainability plans. You're going to see things like reduce your greenhouse gas emissions, etc. Now, the plans in general have target dates. In California, and in fact on the link, the Climate Action Plan on StopTheCrime.net, we have the United Nations template for the Climate Action Plan for the United States posted on the website. So you can take a look at the United Nations template. The plans that have already been approved that I have looked at and our team has investigated are simply the templates that the local cities insert their photographs of their town in. And these plans are generally over 100 pages minimally. I have seen plans that are a little bit less, but they're large plans. They have various required target dates that they must implement these plans, where they're requiring smart meters on all homes. They're requiring Energy Star RFID chipped appliances to replace all appliances that are not Energy Star rated. You can also look at the Energy Star rating and the Energy Star appliances, and you will find that they don't manufacture Energy Star appliances in gas. And in the Climate Action Plan in Santa Rosa in Northern California, which we have posted on our website, you will find that they say that you are to get rid of your gas appliances and all devices and change into electric devices. And when we saw that, we thought, what on earth is that about? And then, of course, we found out that Energy Star appliances do not, they're not manufacturing them in gas. So it may not outright say in your plan that gas is being eliminated as it does in the Northern California, Santa Rosa, California plan, but it will say Energy Star appliances, and that does not come in gas, so you need to know that. Also, we've found out that Energy Star Resources have partnered up with the United Nations and the EPA, all corporate agencies, under the guise of local governments for sustainability. So they have set up on us for corporate profits, and we are literally really starting to realize the movie The Hunger Games is a real-life Hunger Games in a relationship to these climate action plans. So what is meant by that reference? Well, the plans talk about how they're to increase and only allow future building, future homes to be built, facilities for us to live in within these city growth boundaries. They call them urban growth boundaries. Again, you need to find out, go to your city's building department, get a map of your city's urban growth boundary, and find out if you're in it or if you're outside of that boundary. If you are outside of that boundary, it states it very, very succinctly in the Pittsburgh Climate Action Plan, version 2.0. They tell you in that plan that if you are outside of the boundary, you are considered sprawl, you are considered unsustainable, and that those properties must be returned to natural habitats and must be reforested. That is also why many of our roads, our freeways, our roads in particular here in Northern California, are literally collapsing. They're returning to gravel because these areas that are outside of the urban growth boundaries will not get road maintenance. You're not intended to be able to travel easily to areas that are no longer sustainable or are considered sprawl. That's what we're seeing here now in Northern California. We've noticed that in other states as well, that roads, by and large, are starting to fail. In the plans also, because rural properties or country properties is where dairy and farms, chickens and so forth are raised, all of that is considered unsustainable. We looked at the plan in Ohio, in the state of Ohio. And what is important to realize in the beginning of these plans, you will see a pie chart. And it will show you the area of targeting in that particular city or state. And in Ohio and other states where agriculture is their prime resource, that is their number one target. So, for example, in Ohio, the ranches and farms are considered unsustainable. They're outside of the urban growth boundaries. And meat is unsustainable because of the methane and the high cost they claim of producing meat. It emits too much and too high greenhouse gas emissions. So the plans are, in most plans, in many plans I have seen, they are advocating, for example, meatless Mondays or meatless Thursdays. They also want these plans to go over into the schools where they want to organize and work with dining centers to participate in this global program campaign for meatless days in schools. And this will expand over time as they collapse the food supply. We recently learned that Tyson Foods, that produces chickens has by and large relocated much of its facility, not all of it, into China because where they were organized with ranches and farmers in Arkansas, for example, where they would the farmers would raise thousands of chickens for Tyson and then they would pick them up, they've now abandoned that work relationship with the farmers here in those areas, in these huge chicken houses that housed thousands of chickens before are now derelict, and the farmers are having to actually sell them because it's increased their property taxes to have these chicken houses. And it's an added burden to the farmers because all of a sudden they've got these unused buildings and, of course, the reduction in their income. This is a massive target of all private property on the planet through these plans. It's important to understand that these plans have far-reaching desires. They want to implement increasing code changes within your cities so that, for example, in the Northern California plan, we have to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions 25% below 1990 levels by the end of 2015. And they have third-party people coming into our city, large corporations, to determine if we've effectively reduced our greenhouse gas emissions. Well, all of you that are listening, we're not intended to reach these goals. They're false science. These are fraudulent goals. This is a slow, incremental takeover of everything. In fact, the Department of Energy recently announced that they are training in-home energy audits. They're going to have assessors sweeping through our neighborhoods. We will have to pay for these in-home energy audits. And they will put us on a massive data bank. Your house, your property will be identified to the level of efficiency or inefficiency. Everyone at some point, they want the requirements to correct any of these inefficiencies that they deem as inefficient. So, for example, if you should have more insulation added into your home or need to change your windows, or add weather stripping around your doors, or change out from all your inefficient appliances to Energy Star, that will all be logged in on a national data bank. They're going to be using zip codes to track your home compared to other homes in other similar weather conditions, but of course we know the weather's manufactured. They're going to be using the square footages of your homes and the census for how many people are living in your home. This will all be evaluated and taken into consideration for ascertaining the efficiency of your homes. Now, I can tell you that there is a group recently put together an opportunity. It's a questionnaire that is up on our website as well. It's under stopthecrime.net, under the energy, under the climate action plans, and there's a scroll, and it is a way in which people can throw sticks in this beast. When these energy audits come to your property, you can simply give this questionnaire to them. It's basically a questionnaire involving the corporate structure that they work for. Now, keep in mind, all of the new green, or many of the new green economy jobs, are literally jobs to enforce this new green rules and regulations, these corporate rules and regulations on all of us. These are menial jobs to keep the unemployed employed busy so that people don't realize what is really going on. Again, they control the weather. We're the enemies. We've been identified as that. We have a fraudulent government that is set up with by lobbyists and corporations posing as a legitimate government. It's not. We're being poisoned on every level of our consumer consumption, and we're being absolutely cooked by increased frequencies globally. So, again, even in the book, Between Two Ages by Brzezinski, he talked about the fact that they would be able at some point, and this was written back in 1970, and I'm referring to page 57 in the book, Between Two Ages. They talk about how Gordon MacDonald, a geophysicist specializing in problems of warfare, had written that accurately timed, artificially excited electronic strokes could lead to a pattern of oscillations that produce relatively high power levels over certain regions of the Earth. They talked about in this way, they could develop a system that would seriously impair the brain performance of very large populations in selected regions over extended periods of time. They also talked about how no matter how deeply disturbing the thought of using the environment to manipulate the behavior for national advantages to some, the technology permitting these opportunities would probably be used and developed. Now they have been developed. On that same page, they also talk about one nation could attack another competitor covertly using biological chemical warfare agents as well as weakening the population by those assaults, and they say with minimum of fatalities. In other words, they could make a lot of people very, very sick that would weaken society. They refer to this also in the NASA war plan that is posted on StopTheCrime.net, how they would use binary and chemical biologicals on all of us. And I would refer everyone to that document. At this moment, I must say this, because everything that we talk about is documented. You can go to StopTheCrime.net and pull down all of these documents. We're not just telling you things that we think are possible. These are all documented. We are in a silent weapons system warfare now. It is fully engaged. We are in a battlefield. We are the enemy. So what I want to say now is how important it is to understand when you are clearly over the truth and you are saying the truth, people will do their best at times to diminish the person that is giving the information. So with that having been said, I want to say that our website, StopTheCrime.net, and other websites that we triangulate with, the Anti-Corruption Society, etc., stand on documents only. So it's very important to go to these websites while they're still available. Download these documents. Do some research for yourself. I also want to let everyone know that the EPA is engaged in assaulting the tribal, the tribes now here in the United States. We found on the EPA website that they're now talking with the Indians, the tribes in the United States, about their need to reduce global warming. And this is from the EPA website. It's called Tribal Climate and Energy Information, State and Local, U.S. EPA. Now, the EPA is another for-profit private corporation doing business. And it says here, tribal nations, that there are 566 federally recognized American Indian and Alaskan Native tribes in the United States. They go on to tell us that each tribe is distinct by its history, language, culture, and traditions, and that the tribal nations are sovereign entities with the inherent right to self-govern and self-determination. They go on to say that the United States government and the tribal nations share a unique government-to-government relationship. Well, all I can say is, oh my gosh, they better watch out. Because this document goes on to tell us how the tribes must and should be implementing a climate change mitigation strategies to reduce their energy and to create energy management projects, quote, that can reduce greenhouse gas emissions, helping to slow the rate of climate change and its impacts on economic and cultural sustainability. Cultural sustainability. They say they must implement these climate action plans, again, based on fraudulent science. So they go on to tell the tribal communities that unless they implement these climate action plans immediately, that the long-term benefits would include improved air quality, include improved economics and workforce development, public health improvements, reduced energy costs, etc. This is all misinformation. It's all built on false science. Everyone listening, please download these documents from StopTheCrime.net. Get this information out far and wide while the Internet is still available for the truth. Many people now that are in the movement trying to get these documents out are being attacked. So I can say to you, it's going to take many, many people to spread this information and do your own research to come to the understanding of what you're hearing us talk about in these bona fide documents. Also, on our other website, toxicsky.org, I would recommend that everyone download this document entitled NASA Documents Reveal Climate Change Caused by Covert Weather Weapons. And these are little-known NASA documents that reveal the mission of the military and the federal agencies to modify the climate. There are patents, there are documents within this collection of documents that I would recommend everyone download. And while we're talking about NASA, I want everyone to know that recently, just a few weeks ago, it was announced here in California that NASA has partnered with the corporate agencies in California to help California with drought research. NASA is one of the most evil corporations on the planet. And I say that when I refer to the NASA war plan. All of you can look. You will see the goals of what NASA and the other corporate military agencies plan to do. We literally have been used as lab rats on a global level. We have been experimented on with chemicals and biologicals and frequencies, and now they have plans in place to literally pack us in to these human settlement reservations and to create such chaos with increased population in these tight, tight communities with these climate action plans. And again, this is massive land theft. So when you look at 1933 and you look at the fact that we were collateralized falsely against a stolen debt and collateralized against that stolen gold and silver, you now see that they're trying to reclaim the land that they feel that they stole from us back then. Likely because when you look at the Wildlands Project information that we have on the Climate Action Plan link, you will see that in order to pay back gold that has been promised to many countries, the only payback, because the gold has all been stolen, is to use America's property to pay back other countries. And I also found something interesting when our research team was looking at New York and the climate action plans in New York. There was a conversation between attorneys that said, to avoid the politically charged atmosphere surrounding the word climate change and to present threats in the context of inefficient aging of infrastructure as a matter of national security. And they wanted direct funds by claiming that any inefficient infrastructure, our buildings, is a matter of national security, shifting the idea away from climate change. As all of you do some homework and recognize the big hoax and the literally hijacking of our system, they're rewriting your global economy in every single city. They're taking away go local ideas. In fact, on StopTheCrime.net, there is a flyer on the very top of the Climate Action Plan website. I urge everybody to download that flyer and understand that what they say about going local, that is just a fraud, actually, because when you look at the National the Standards Institute, again, the National Standards Institute, or also called ANSI, it talks about how they play a very important role in creating international standards that support the worldwide sale of products, which prevent regions from using local standards. So, again, the whole go local has literally been compromised. The intention is to centralize all food supply and resources, as well as the use of the smart meters to centralize and control all of our energy while increasing the deadly microwave pulsed radiation frequencies through our homes. This is not a mistake that these consequences are occurring. This is a plan. This is increasing massive corporate profits with Big Pharma as we become sick and experience a variety of illnesses. Again, when you go to the top of stopthecrime.net, you will see a scroll, and you can download the symptoms list in the scroll. And it's entitled Microwave Radiation Frequencies Wi-Fi Symptoms List. This is how they are jamming our immune systems.
Deborah?
Yes.
Yeah, can I just jump in? Again, fantastic information. We have about 3 minutes left, so if you want to just wrap up and give us all your details, your website, where people can contact you and find out more information, that would be fantastic.
Yes, again, our website is stopthecrime.net. I've been talking primarily about the corporate structure that we're literally really all in. We're in Earth, Inc. and USA, Inc., and I would recommend the homepage for all of that information, and then go to the Climate Action Plan link and look at the information that you've heard me talk about today. There's much more to cover, but you can find that on that link. We are in a de facto government. We are consenting to de facto corporate rules and regulations. There will be no end to these made-up, manufactured rules and regulations for all of us to suffer the consequences through unless we realize that they do not govern us. And this is a paper revolution. And again, you can go to that questionnaire that this organization pulled together to have printed off to hand to any corporate government employees that come to your properties and want to create a database using your home and your properties on a massive database collection scheme.
Exactly.
So again, stopthecrime.net, and for download of information, if you can't download it, you can contact area code 707-586-9558, again, 707-586-9558, for any documents that you are not able to print for free from stopthecrime.net.
Brilliant.
I appreciate everyone listening. I urge everyone to take action. Again, you are the enemy. War has been declared, and the plans that they have created through all of these corporate entities are smothering our lives totally. So, again, we can take action. We must.
Exactly.
And, Alan, I want to thank you for having me on this marathon weekend, and I just encourage everyone to do their part in getting this information out and creating safer communities for all of us in the process of knowledge, because knowledge is empowering.
That's
and
it.
It is important.
Knowledge gives you choice, ignorance doesn't. So I'd like to thank you, Deborah, for coming on and sharing the information that you've shared over the last hour to people, on hopefully waking somebody up and getting people to go and investigate the information and not listen to the dogma that the government trying to baffle us with science, when we know that the science is flawed in so many different ways. But again, thank you for coming on, Deborah. A big thank you for joining United We Strike every month and giving us the information that we need to make them choices. It's fantastic information. We'll just go over to a musical break now. After the break, we have Diana Everett-Schneider, and again, we're going to be finding out some great information. You're listening to the United We Strike Marathon on March the 8th, 2014, and we'll be back after this.